Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Do you still remember how radio works? Oh, no, she's stuck.
Nah, she'd be fine.
It's like when
she'll
you get
be
back
just fine.
From a vacation, you have to drive for the first time in 5 days.
Yeah.
That's always a little weird.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where do my feet go? Which pedal does what?
Just turned out, I don't know, a little bit of a later night than I wanted it to be.
You guys were all on time.
Yeah, everything was on time.
Yeah, that's just, we travel and we now try to avoid that last flight in.
Yeah.
It just makes for a long night. And you also run a very small risk, depending on the time of year,
yeah,
of not coming in. And we don't want to risk that.
Everything was fine. We got home. It was just then like calming yourself down.
It's impossible.
I'm like, oh, that was exciting. That was fun. And I'm used to staying up. And
yes.
I am not used to my normal bedtime. So I was just having trouble falling asleep. And then
next thing you know, the alarm goes off.
I'm here.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yeah, a couple hours. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
A solid two?
Solid couple. Yeah. That's good. Scott.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's like you're a resident at a hospital.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like I got to work a double. I got to replace somebody's heart valve. Hope I don't fall asleep.
Oh, boy. Thank goodness I don't have to replace any valves.
Yeah, that's not a good day today. We have a pretty light day. I think you'll be okay.
Minimal valves.
If you get caught napping, shall I leave you to rest?
Leave me to rest.
Or do you want me, disturb
no,
you?
There is no other. No, leave
no,
me.
Leave you. Me. Let sleeping Claire's lie.
As the old phrase goes,
yeah.
Let sleeping Claire's lie.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought that applied, but I just didn't know.
No, but no.
You have what now?
We've got a late night tonight. My kids both have a big like Valentine's show that they're both a part of.
Oh,
we're going to that. So I'm like, oh,
you got to get napping.
Yeah.
You do not want to fall asleep while your children are performing on stage.
Wouldn't that be bad?
That's going to come back to bite you.
Hey, you know how I've been an absent parent as of late? Fell asleep during the thing you were doing. Love you so much.
That's how kids get new cars.
Yes.
More technology.
That's the setup.
Well, at least I didn't fall asleep during my performance.
Okay, whatever you want.
You're right, I'm a bad mom. Here
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, you should get your own iPad, Cora.
What curfew?
You're right.
Stay out till 4.
What curfew? You don't need one. Love you.
Okay, yeah, I'll nap through work this morning.
Great.
Get some work nap in.
Grab some solid
I'll
work
I'll do nap. Some long buzzes. So sleep during the news.
No, I can't. I'm like,
I got to catch you up.
Yeah.
Are you also hyper-caffeinated right now?
Or no, just, not overly
just
so.
Just the energy of being
I'm,
back.
Yes, I'm excited yeah. about like, what did I miss? What did I miss? What did I miss? Because I feel like I've got a lot of stories to tell.
I know, I get it.
Right?
On both sides. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Netherlands is on to something. Because if you think back to the like playground when you were growing up.
Yeah.
Bet you anything that there is either some or all of that playground from your childhood gone because it's not safe, right? Quote unquote, not safe.
You know, I think luckily the rocket slide got grandfathered into something.
The rocket slide is safe?
Well, no, I don't think it's safe, but they didn't tear it down.
I didn't say it was safe.
I didn't say it was safe.
Nobody said, you
but
know
it's
what?
Still standing.
The folks over at the Netherlands
yeah.
think that playgrounds got too safe.
I agree.
They think that by making playgrounds less safe, kids might like them more.
Add a little danger?
Add a little, yeah. A new policy proposal in the Netherlands says that if you increase kids' outdoor play areas and give them just a little more danger.
Ninja Warrior, that thing?
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Yeah. If you make it just a little bit riskier, it makes them less boring. And they'll probably get more active.
Yeah,
and spend more time outside.
I want sharp edges. I want exposed metal.
Yeah.
I want that weird asbestos-y feeling, right? The little fiberglass on your hands.
We had the big blue slide. It was a big curly Q slide.
Yeah.
it was so hot in the summer.
Exposed rivets.
But so great. It
just
was
a good pull-up bar that you can do a penny drop from and then land on your back and lose your wind. All of those things are good.
All of that.
Yes.
Yes.
You learn not to do it again.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, yes. We are bubble wrapping society.
Exactly.
It's bugging me.
You got to make some mistakes, kids.
I'm all for it.
And the Netherlands thinks this is great.
I'm all for it, Netherlands.
The Netherlands and the morning scramble.
We're behind you, and when we get kicked out of our country, we'll come knocking on your door.
We're going to the Netherlands.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm sure many a traveling story to come from your side of the room. My day traveling back from New York was a day and a half prior to yours. I came back on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It was a little weird because Shannon went south.
Yeah, you Shannon guys went, split up.
Yeah, Shannon went to see her mom. And the way that airport works in New York, we weren't even in the same terminal. So we basically just texted each other before we both got on our flights. And then have a good time with your mom. Have a good time with the dogs. But I wanted to take a moment. So, you know, I was flying solo. The flight from New York to Chicago, met a nice guy. And we shared some Pringles. Just sitting there.
How cute.
I know. And he said, hey, you want some? I'm like, yeah, I'll take some Pringles. By the way, I always accept stranger Pringles.
I was going to say, I would not
it was
be
good
doing
stuff.
That.
On a plane, you're fine.
Okay.
It was the flight from Cedar Rapids, or from Chicago to Cedar Rapids. We get seated. A very, very nice lady sits next to me.
Uh-huh.
91 years old.
Oh.
Traveling by herself. And they come by, and they're like, would you like a beverage? I'm like, hey, it's the last leg. I'm going to have a basically like Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
A little bourbon.
Good for you.
And she orders a beer.
Uh-huh.
And then we take off, and she calls the waitress back, stewardess, and she's like, you know what? I think I'll have a scotch. And make it a double.
Nice!
My 91-year-old drinking buddy and I had the best 30-minute flight.
It's like, that's not a
from
long...
From Chicago to Cedar Rapids. She had a double scotch, and I had a Jack and Coke. It was lovely.
Did you help her get off the flight?
I did. I also helped her find her bag, and I helped her get to her niece's car.
Good. Somebody had to.
All of the above.
She All had a double. Above. Wow.
She did. Yeah. They had a chair waiting for her.
Okay, good.
So I helped get her from the door to the chair. And I'm like, well, it's a pleasure talking to you. It was great drinking with you. And I'm like, I'll never see this lady again. And then lo and behold, there she is at baggage claim. I'm Hello. Like, hey, stranger.
Hello again.
Good to see you. And then grabbed her bag. And then the guy, she tried to tip me. I'm not joking. She tried she to tip tried me. To- she did. I said, nah, no, I don't need your money.
Yeah, money is no good
and
here.
And then I see her niece is on the phone. They're talking to each other, and she's clearly not coherent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's right over there. And I'm waving like, I see you guys. Like, I'll help her.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they wheeled her out, and I'm like, I got the bag. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that was great.
Wow.
My 91-year-old travel companion.
Aww.
I look forward to hopefully sitting next to you someday again on the plane. It was great.
And drinking together.
Drinking together. It was so much fun. So much fun.
See, it brings people together, right?
It does.
Oh, my gosh. Well, from our travels, I realized my husband and I thought that we were different in the way that we like to travel, because when we go places, we get to our hotel room. He loves to look out of a window. I'm like, you're like a human cat. Like, you're so weird. He just loves. He's like, I love the hustle and bustle of a city. He likes to watch cars.
I know you don't want to hear this.
What?
I also.
I bet you do.
Love looking out a window.
I bet you
of
do.
A hotel up high.
And watch. The people look like ants.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder what that building is. There's a lot of taxis over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. There's a like car traffic jam. This car's not moving. Oh, this is it. We never had to turn on the TV.
No, you don't have to.
Ever.
The city you're in is your TV.
I'm like, okay. You're a freak. But I found out during this trip that I'm a little bit of a creep too.
Like, you like to creep on people?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I like hunting celebrities. It's my favorite thing.
You are.
I
Your scorecard is 3 out of 4, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We found Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
After Anne Juliet, he was on stage playing a role there. And then found Jimmy Fallon after we saw a show called All In.
We put your picture up, hugging Jimmy Fallon.
I just learned from my mistake when we met Joey Fatone.
You got to be a little more forceful.
Yes. I said, Jimmy! And then I reached my arms out and he embraced me. Up. Up. Please, Jimmy.
Up.
Yeah, if I put my arms out, you will have to put your arms out.
That's just human nature.
Human nature,
yeah.
Right? So I got a little forceful there. And then yesterday, we just happened to be walking by the door outside of Times Square Studio for ABC Studios. And
I knew you were going to go watch through the window because Robin Roberts waved at you.
Yeah, yeah. Robin Roberts waved at me. I was like, oh, good morning. And then we went and had breakfast and then we were going to go to this park and we were walking around and we were just happened to be walking by and they had the gates up. And I was like, what's going on? And this guy, grown man, is waiting there with a big poster and he's like, James Marsden's going to come out.
Now, did you ask him that question or did he just give you that information unsolicited?
Unsolicited.
James Marsden's coming, everybody.
So you know me. I was like,
the first Cyclops in X-Men.
We're not going anywhere. We're waiting here until the celebrity comes out.
It's a good trick. If you are by an alley door and there are gates up, stand there.
Yeah.
That I think we both learned that.
If there's gates out, just stand there and then the celebrities have to walk by you. And if you yell their name, they have to acknowledge your presence.
And you put your arms out. They'll
you. Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
October 2023, a guy who was stalled on the side of the road in Poweshiek County on I-80. That's between Williamsburg and Newton. Had a passenger in the front seat slumped over. And the police were the ones who stopped to give his car a jump. And they noticed through the window something was very wrong.
Is your friend okay?
The guy had a gunshot wound. So the dead passenger has been identified as 26-year-old Kemp Harriel. The driver, Yad Gassaway from Cedar Rapids, has just accepted a plea deal for attempted murder and a slew of other charges, including abuse of a corpse. He faces up to 55 years in prison. That sentencing has now been set for March the 10th. You've been out of town, so let me catch you up on the latest developments with... As Des Moines turns.
What happened?
Yesterday, there was a knock at the door. And that knock at the door was essentially a clause that is written into the bill that I didn't know existed. And this is why the Senate has not taken a vote yet in Des Moines. And here is the language in the clause. Lawmakers of the Iowa House put in a provision in the bill that retroactively starts January 1st of 2025.
What?
So regardless of when it passes, the law technically started the first of the year.
Okay.
If it passes. But we are still waiting to see if the Iowa Senate's going to take it up or not before Thursday. And at the speed we're going, I'm going to guess not.
Yeah.
But the Senate president's like, we don't have to. The language says we can clearly pass it later. And basically take the casino away. I'm also now starting to get the sense that maybe the Senate isn't as locked in on this moratorium as I thought they were going to be when the Iowa House voted to rush their version through.
Huh.
So now we wait until Thursday, unless something happens in the Senate today or tomorrow.
Good.
Iowa Racing and Gaming, thumbs up, thumbs down on Thursday. But even so, that is not the final word. Because of the look-back clause that's been added to the bill in the language that says this would retroactively go into effect technically January 1st of 2025.
So much drama.
A lot of business going down in Des Moines. What's got us feeling all right? Northern Iowa man's being hailed as a hero for rescuing a couple after their utility vehicle fell through the ice. Kyle Peterson's having a meal at a restaurant on Lake Okoboji on the western side of the lake, waiting for his meal. And he sees some headlights coming in the distance. And, you know, headlights go horizontally, right?
Yeah.
Until they don't. All of a sudden, they're vertical. He jumps up from his, calls 911, starts to walk on the ice towards the direction of the vehicle. He's the first to arrive. He gets there in about 15 minutes. two people are in the ice. One is treading water and one is clinging to it.
Oh my gosh.
The shelf. He tries to get the woman up first. She's the one who's clinging. He's like, if you get your body flat, I can pull you through. She's like, I'm exhausted and tired. I cannot pull my body weight. He takes off his coat, basically turns that into a rope, throws it in the water, pulls her up. She is now safe. Does it again for the guy. They start walking away from the thin ice, catch up with medics, and everybody's okay.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
They don't know each other. They've exchanged contact information. They plan to have dinner every year on this date to observe what happened.
Aw.
That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay. A New York judge is threatening to move up Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's March 2026
Who's
trial
he
date.
Threatening? That sounds great.
The lawyers.
Let's get it done with.
If they don't continue not being nice.
They're also being jerks.
They are. Blake's lawyer and Justin's lawyer are making inflammatory and extrajudicial comments about character and motives in TV interviews outside of the courtroom. So judge in the case, Judge Lyman, has warned both sides of the case that if this continues to be litigated in the press, he will move up the trial date to prevent prejudice. Judge, if you don't move up the trial date.
You have to.
You have to move up this trial date. It's forever away, and it's all either one of them will talk about.
They're going to have to change a venue this thing to like Utah.
Yeah.
Or Idaho.
Or Jupiter.
Somewhere or Jupiter.
They haven't talked about this case because, oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. You said this and you said this and you said that.
We just made a website. Look, she's a bad person.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is my friend. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't use Taylor Swift against me. That makes me feel bad.
You
oh,
invited
yeah?
me to a party and I was embarrassed.
Well, you made me feel bad. Oh, yeah. Well, my feelings feel bad. Well, your feelings aren't valid. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know who to believe anymore. Okay. The Grammys this past Sunday. One of the big stories now is like, you know, the fashion. And if you saw Jaden Smith, he definitely had some fashion. He showed up with a castle on his head.
I have to guess they went to him more than once because I just caught it briefly and quickly in the first 30 minutes of the broadcast. I don't even remember who had performed. I'm like, who the heck has a castle on their head?
Why do you have a castle on your head?
So that was Jaden Smith?
It was Jaden Smith. Yeah, it was. It's apparently a piece of wearable art from a legit
wearable
design
artist?
House called a Bodhi.
Okay.
And
you sure it's not Adobe as in a house?
I checked. A Bodhi.
Okay.
Like an abode.
Yes.
A humble abode. You can own one for $4,600.
Nice.
They will custom build a castle to your head's requirements. It kind of reminds me, remember when you went to that wedding, you got a seal for your head?
I do remember that.
It's kind of like that. Only it's a castle, and it goes around his whole head.
If I'm dropping that much money, I'm wearing that everywhere.
Yes. Not just the Grammys?
No, it's got to fit in my car.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking it off.
Yo, no, no, no.
Yes.
No, I wear my castle hat everywhere.
I'm wearing it to the dentist's office.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mouth is still exposed, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to get my driver's license picture taken with it.
Do you think he was making a comment on, like, L.A., like, a lot of homes burnt down and that, like, a home is your cat? Castle.
Then have flames coming out of it.
Or do you think that he just wanted attention?
That one.
That one. Second one.
Clearly it's that one. Yes.
It was the second one.
Claire, you win.
Second one for sure. Okay, this is very exciting news. Buffy the Vampire, perhaps close to a sequel series happening, and maybe even with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
It's one of those first shows or movies that was based on a graphic novel.
Yeah.
And it actually was a movie first, then they turned it into a TV series. I felt like it's been on forever.
And it worked.
It worked so well. It was great.
Angel is the spinoff series. The sources say that it is nearing a pilot order on Hulu. So we have a specific place where it would land. The series would focus on a new Slayer, but Sarah Michelle Gellar would have a recurring role in the series. No word on what that new show would be called. Or if
she's clearly going to be the white dude, right? Who recruits the Slayers?
Has to be.
I mean, I didn't follow it to its conclusion. I don't even know how it ended.
I don't either.
But that scene, because if you go back to the movie, you watch through a series of time before they find the new Buffy.
Right. I don't know. But we know for sure creator Joss Whedon not back after some allegations of a toxic work environment on both Buffy and Angel's sets. Probably not a good idea to bring him back. But did you know that Dolly Parton is involved?
Stop.
Not even kidding. Dolly's production company, Sand Dollar, has always been involved in the production of Buffy.
It has?
Always, from day one. Dolly is behind Buffy.
Forget Warren Buffett, the billionaire from Omaha.
Yeah.
I think Dolly is the one to watch for investment.
Look out, man.
That is a diverse portfolio.
Absolutely.
All of that, and she funded a COVID vaccine, right?
Dolly, that is some smart investing.
I'm going to follow you for investment advice, Dolly Parton.
Sound investments.
No kidding.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
If you just cussed at your radio, we're talking to you specifically.
Oh!
The anti-love crowd, the oh great Valentine's Day is coming up again.
Valentine's Day on a Friday. Yippee.
We've had a slew of entries, but we still have time because we want to make sure we've got a table full of people who are available. The story doesn't matter. Getting you into the drawing, that's actually the easiest part.
Right.
We just need to know who you are. And is it a tale of woe? Is it a tale of, you know, like things have turned around, but I'm still holding on to something that maybe my heart's still just a little bit broken. I look back to last year. We had everything from a friendship gone awry, somebody who followed a college love and is still feeling bad about it. Maybe there was some magic there, but there's still a little bit of a broken heart. She knows that's not happening ever again.
Cheating twins? My husband's twin, and I kind of liked him. And like,
oh, I forgot about cheating twins.
Oh, man. There was so much drama in the stories that we received last year. But you can send us whatever your tale, whatever is going on, whatever drama is going on with you, scramble@kzia.com. You only have until Friday, though. On Friday, we are going to decide who's going to be joining us for breakfast, people.
And we understand. In fact, last year, we had a woman who was coming out of a horrible abusive relationship, and she used that morning as her way to tell the world like she was putting that behind her.
Total empowerment.
It was. And with that, I bring that up only because we will respect to the level you want us to talk about whatever is getting you to that breakfast table.
Yeah.
We completely get it. If you want to use a fake name, I don't care. I just want to make sure that you enjoy breakfast and feed well with us. And it's not with us. The people, the other people at that table, we promise, you're going to have a bond instantly, and that's going to last forever. And then we're going to have some fun. You're going to get out some aggression because we're going to smash. We're going to break some ceramic hearts. And then you're going to walk away with more things than you had when you showed up.
Yeah, some fantastic prizes. We've got a massage from Mysterious Spa. We've got some great theater tickets coming up from Ideal Theater and from Theater Cedar Rapids. We've got a fantastic...
is it Anya Hay? Was that the name of the jeweler?
Yes.
The Anya Hay jewelry line that we just gave away as part of the 12 Days of Sparkle with her team. They gave us a few more pieces.
They are such cute pieces
of
jewelry.
We have that as well. So we want to make sure that it's a day that celebrates you for you and not because of the stupid date on the calendar.
And whatever your drama is, it can be your story. So we just got actually one from Autumn. Can I share it with you?
Please do. Yes.
Hi, I was dating a guy for a couple months, and though we had some issues, I thought it was going to work out in the end. However, he broke up with me over text.
Ouch.
The week before finals.
Oh, man, talk about getting in your head.
Timing, right? Timing. And this was right before Christmas, New Year's break, and new term. So, of course, right in the middle of winter, Did I mention I see him a few times a week because we live and go to school in the same place?
That's like broken heart on top of broken heart on top of broken heart.
It's like exposure and exposure and exposure, right? All the time. With that, it was like I was hit with every possible circumstance that it would make the breakup worse. I'm fine now, but it was just a lot.
Perfect example.
Perfect example.
You now are in the running.
Yeah.
We're going to draw five. You're going to join us for breakfast, Feedwell Kitchen and Bakery, coming up the morning of the February 14th. That story, just HBO's been rerunning Sex and the City for a while.
Mm.
I forget who she was dating at the time, but Carrie, some guy broke up. Was it Ron Livingston's character?
Yes.
Ron Livingston's character, Burger, broke up on a Post-it.
On a Post-it?
On a Post-it.
Are you kidding
that
me?
That reminds me of that story.
Exactly.
Now, you know what? She might be happy now, but the fact that you're still holding on to that horrible moment, that's another example of being brokenhearted.
I will never forget.
You're never going to forget that.
Being broken up via text before Christmas.
Whatever your story, we would love to, A, find out more about you, find out about your story, and if we got space, have you join us at the Broken Hearts Breakfast. But as Claire said earlier, time's running out. We got to get our food orders, get like Feedwell wants to know, like, hey, who's showing up? Well, are they going to have a lot of coffee? What's happening? So we got to have these by Friday.
Yep. Got to have your story of who done your rotten, who's broken your heart, scramble at KZIA.com.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Gotta help a mom out, especially when they've reached out to us, scramble at KZIA.com, with a very specific question. And this specific question, very seasonally appropriate, has to do with Valentine's Day. Are these Valentine's cards I found for my kids appropriate for Valentine's Day?
I think I've officially hit the tipping point. As a man of language, I'm an English minor. You're an English major.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what any of these mean. And I try to keep up, but at some point the lingo just it goes by so fast now. Are these dirty? I don't know. What does skibbity mean?
I thought skibbity was bad.
I don't know. Claire, if I called you my bussin' Valentine, is that substitute for a dirty word?
No, that's good.
That's good?
That's good. And if you got that riz, that's a nice thing you could say to a Valentine. I don't, these are very cool, very hip, very today lingo Valentines.
And we're talking, this is like elementary school when you make the little box at your desk.
Yes, yes.
My concern is, first of all, one, if you have to question the language, I would probably say then don't do it, just to be safe. But let's say you want to be the cool parent.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, whatever. I'll buy you those. You bet. And then you give those to your friends, and then your friends' parents don't understand.
Ugh.
Now you've got a explanation list of people to call and text.
And people are like, what does this mean?
Yes, exactly.
You don't want to accidentally start something?
I mean, it's one thing to accidentally give somebody a well-intended, but could mean something else. Like, I like you, but I don't like you, right? And then, like, that causes weird feelings among the kids. I'm worried from parent to kid. Kid says, okay, I'm going to send them kid to kid, and then it gets back to the recipient's parents. Then you have a mess on your hands. I think it's just easier to just go find SpongeBob. Go find...
just do the more generic...
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Dora the Explorer. Right? Is it just a little too hip for a kid's room? The room? That's my question.
I think that these would be great for middle school. I think
That's where the language usually, well, probably fourth, fifth grade is starting to develop. But at least that's on that trend, not too young.
Yes. I don't think my middle schooler should be so embarrassed if I was like, hey, I got you Valentine's. But I think that these are too cool for elementary school. I don't know.
The question coming from the parent is the word appropriate.
Are they appropriate?
That's what we got to figure out.
Are they appropriate? Probably. I think. I don't know what all the words mean, though.
So take a look. This is go to the Z102.9 Facebook page. You will see the Momtroversy post there. You're so Sigma. Have a skibbity Valentine's Day. What does that even mean? You've got that riz.
Does it mean nothing? If I can't, I thought it was a bad thing. Now it is written like it's a good thing. If
you're the only one who doesn't feel sus. Do you want your kid coming home saying, so-and-so gave this to me? I don't know. We would like...
You're the vibe. No cap.
We need a very good parental eye on this to think through it.
I don't know.
I'm trying to get it, and I'm just not getting it.
Help. Help.
Help.
Help us. Help us. Moms, dads, does anybody have a good, clear gut reaction to...
I need a Momtroversy life preserver here. Help us better understand if this is a deal or not a deal and why.
Would you send a Valentine that you yourself did not understand what was written on that Valentine?
It's a great question.
I think that's valid.
Let's answer that.
Let's answer that right now. Are the Valentines with sus and riz, all these cool slang things, are they appropriate for elementary school Valentine's Day?
Phone lines are open. Let's have this conversation, please. 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Got to shout out Nicholas Hansen. You know, I don't talk about him as much. He's not as close, geographically speaking. But he's popped up the last two Momtroversies because we've been dealing with things like language and children. And he's a teacher.
He's a teacher.
So he's an educator.
Perfect for this.
He's got an angle on this thing.
Yeah. He's chimed in on our Momtroversy because the question is, are these very cool, very hip Valentines appropriate for elementary school? They say things like, you're so Sigma. Have a skibbity Valentine's Day.
You're my bussin' Valentine.
You're the vibe. No cap.
What does that mean? Nicholas Hansen, teacher of children, junior high and up. Appropriate for even, he had elementary kids, they're older now, but appropriate, yeah, it's appropriate. He thinks they're a little cringy.
Oh.
I've seen the word cringe in our the comments on the Z Facebook page a couple places. Follow up, and then classmate of mine, who's a teacher's aide, fifth grade, she is okay with him. Hears those phrases all the time, just thinks every generation has their own slang, right? She's referencing, what's up, or, right, you're righteous.
You're a cool dude.
Back in the day, cool. Now, Joe Cool, at the time, right, I think I probably gave a Snoopy Valentine's, but, I mean, cool to me seems very innocent.
Cool? Bugged my mom.
It did?
I don't remember the pack of Valentines, but it said something about being, you're a cool Valentine. It had like sunglasses or something. And my mom's like, these are dumb. I don't want you to send these. But I thought they were so cool as an elementary school kid. I was fighting her on it. I remember this back and forth on like, this is the pack that I want. She's like, we're not going to tell people they're cool.
There is an interesting social science in the Valentines you get and the Valentines you give.
Oh, yeah.
It's much like Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be the giver of the cool Valentine, right? You want to either show a character that kids are into, have a good candy that your friends are into. But as a kid who had a Holly Hobby tooth pillow, which was clearly not age or gender appropriate when I was growing up. Why would I, like, that would be a weird Valentine for me to give.
The thing that's wild to me is that these don't have any characters on them. And to me, the whole point of Valentine's was choosing my favorite character.
Especially elementary school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're sharing in a moment of Rugrats or Nickelodeon, whatever. Because you're all there. At that point, everybody's speaking the same pop culture language because you're in elementary school.
Right.
Right? It's a pretty narrow world. This opens that world up. I don't know. I mean, I see what Nick's saying. He thinks they're appropriate. They're just kind of cringy. I think it's if we keep coming back to the word cringe, then why would you let them out of the house? Why would you get those for your kid? And why would you let your kid give those to their friends?
Cringy. If my kid was like, these are the ones I want, and they were passionate about it, let the kid have them. That's, I think, my opinion.
But the mom bought them, I think, trying to be cool.
And she's like, hey... Do you think anyone's going to be pushing back on these?
If she's having second, I guess that's where I'm stuck. If she's having second thoughts, if you called right now, could you talk me into it or out of it? Because I don't know. That's what I want to figure out.
Talk me into it or talk me out of it.
Or talk me out of it.
Right now.
Right? That's our topic for Momtroversy. Age-appropriate Valentine's, is that even a thing? Talk me into it, talk me out of it. I don't know. 200-1029.
you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.